Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Morning.
Good morning, and a good morning it is. I wish I could tell you. I'm glad I got the GPS on because I can't really tell exactly where I am, but I can tell you somewhere in South Mobile County. That's the best I can tell you right now.
It's foggy out there, of course, and we're and it's warm. But you know, you and I have talked about this. This is fool's spring. This is that trap.
Fool's spring.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is not the real spring. This is the trap. But what are the fish been doing this week with the warm up?
Well, I'll tell you what. Talking about warm, let me tell you how much of a warm up it's been. 2.5 weeks ago, the water temperature was 46 degrees. I'm looking at it right now; it's 66. So it's come up 20 degrees in 2.5 weeks. And if you don't think the fish will react to that, man, I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. We had nothing but jigs and slick lures on tide 2.5 weeks ago. Now everything's on corks, you know, and that's how much they've reacted to it. You know, even in 8-9 feet of water, we're still catching them up on the surface on corks. So that'll tell you how much the water's warmed up, and that's going to continue because the days are getting longer. We don't really have any super cold weather forecast for a while. So, you know, this fool spring might become, sure enough, the real spring here pretty soon if it keeps going like this. You know, we've talked many, many times about that spring transition occurring when the water temperature gets to 62 and stays there. We're getting there, you know. So start looking at the mouths of the rivers, the flats near the mouths of the rivers where the fish have been all winter. That's the first place you're going to find transitional trout. And popping corks with live shrimp, fake shrimp are going to get it done, at least locating the fish. And then, you know, it won't be too much longer, especially with this much surface activities I'm seeing right now, that those top waters might start to work a little bit too.
Now you're just teasing me, Captain Bobby.
Now we're teasing you.
Yeah, you're teasing. Now, I go back here for a second. So we're talking about you've been catching them on corks with imitations or live shrimp, but it's not just in shallow water. You're doing that, you said, in 8 or 9 feet of water, even if you're in deep water, they're up top?
Yeah, and not specifically tar. I just happened to be kind of going through an 8-foot stretch, and dang if we didn't start catching them there, you know, so that's just telling me that they're not afraid to be up on the surface, that's how much it's warmed up. But ideally, as you well know, you know, if you're using a cork, you know, you're going to want to be more in like, you know, 4, maybe 6 feet of water at the deepest, you know, to get it to work. But, you know, the point I was making with that is that's how much the water temperature's warmed up, that they'll move up that much through the column, you know.
It's crazy.
And I got a group with me. I think it's my first group from the state of Maine. I got the Harringtons with me today. And, you know, we've been talking about cold weather. They were just telling me about minus 30-degree weather and things like that. Can you even imagine that?
No, tell them to keep that in Maine, but to enjoy our weather down here. Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you. How do they do it?
A-Team Fishing, which is our website, ateamfishing.com, has got our Contact Us tab, and you can holler at us on the contact form through the email or just give us a call the old-fashioned way. The phone number's on there. We'll get you fixed up.
Perfect. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week. Tell those Mainers to enjoy the Gulf Coast.
They are doing it as we speak.
I love it. It's the
FM. All right, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.